What are we talking about tonight?
Voice match.
Voice match.
Voice match.
Yeah. Not
match.
Body double, voice match.
Right, right.
I mean, it's the same thing, just for voice instead of the body, right? Voice match. What the hell is that?
Voice match?
Yeah, voice matching.
Is that like a game?
It's not a dating app.
Today on Voice Match.
Can you imagine? Oh my gosh. We will match you with somebody with the perfect voice so you can talk to yourself.
Hey lady, how you doing? You want a little of this?
It's a lot of no for you. All right? All right.
No.
Seriously though, hearing somebody's voice is definitely could be turn off or on. Mm. Depending on, you know,
I mean, the dating game was built on that, right? It was all about
absolutely
what they sound like and how they answer the question.
Oh, that's true. What? Yeah. Anyway, voice matching. So
voice matching.
Should be pointed out that a voice match is not the same as if they give you a sample to listen to for a commercial.
Or a celebrity touch point or reference.
Right. Yeah.
Different thing.
A lot of people take that for, oh, they're looking for that kind of delivery.
Right.
Not
all
really.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
get to the chopper.
No, wait. What was the
Buy these Doritos.
Neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
I say neighbor.
Like a good neighbor.
She did indeed. Not
the governator is there.
Voice.
Yeah, it's not that.
But yeah, that's different. That's very different.
That's different.
Versus voice matching, which is, there's different reasons for it, right? You can have it because the actor may not be available to do something that didn't film very well. So now you have to go back in and they have to do some looping and ADR and all that fun.
Or they've changed lines.
Right. Or... and for scheduling purposes, it's too hard to get the actor to come in to just do that. So they hire someone as a voice match who can replicate the voice.
Most famously probably is Tom Hanks. His brother does all of his looping.
Mm.
Like all of the Toy Story toys, the figurines that you pull the string and they talk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's all Tom Hanks' brother.
I think you push buttons now rather than pulling
strings. Well, whatever
it is.
But, yeah. Shut up.
You're welcome.
Old.
And
it's
then,
a pull string in the show.
It is in Toy Story. That's true.
Now, do they do that when they make the censored version of a movie and instead of saying bleepity bleep, they say mother, father? So when they
shut the front door.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Shut the front door. So when they do the cleaner versions that they can play on TV, they use voice match for that.
Do they do that anymore? We were just talking earlier about streaming. There's no made for TV movies anymore.
No,
really,
not really.
Yeah. Right? That's, like you can watch anything on, like even.
I mean, I suppose there still are because you know there's still network TV and there's still movies.
They're getting
on
away
them.
With a lot of stuff, though. I've heard a lot of off-color language.
Yeah, the restrictions seem to have loosened a bit.
Just a bit.
Just a bit.
But yeah, I know what you're saying in terms of when they did used to do that. Was that a voice match? I don't know. Sometimes it seemed like they just grabbed the guy from, you know.
Coffee guy.
Just the guy bringing
the
in coffee.
Coffee guy.
Hey, you sound about right. Get over here. Can you say shut the front door a couple of times?
Perfect. You know how to read?
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Right.
But, I mean, it never sounded right. Like the.
No. You always know, like.
Made
I remember.
Sense.
I distinctly remember listening to or watching Good Morning Vietnam, the TV version.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where it's raining outside and the clean dub, like it stops raining. during those couple words. Or it's like a totally different lighter rain or something. Like it's
you forgot the
drastically
Foley.
Different.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Like they put it in, but it's good enough.
Yes, it works.
You know, instead of rain, it's just like, you know, a couple grains of rice pouring into a bowl or something. Like it's not right.
Oh man. Oh,
I gotta find it.
I suppose
yapping.
It depends, right?
I'm hunting here.
In some cases, and I suspect back, you know, in the 80s, 90s, when a big blockbuster would go to TV, they probably knew it was going to ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so in many cases, I would think that that was just part of the production, was the ADR to get the clean version.
I don't know. That is something to Google. But I do know that sometimes there's a replacement, right? They've replaced a certain member of the cast.
For various reasons.
For various reasons. Like sometimes... if you've had a younger kid voice and that child has now matured and their voice completely changes. They need to find somebody who can voice match that. That sounds that age and may not have a crack in their voice because they're going through puberty. So that happens.
Things and change. Then,
I mean, sometimes there's just, artistic disagreements and they are still going on with production, but they need to find somebody who sounds similar to that character. So then they look for that.
Or there's, controversy from, actor's private life that's come to the forefront and causes problems for production. So they replace the actor. The notable recent one would be the Rick and Morty thing. I remember getting that audition last year and I didn't do it. I tried, but I would have killed my voice if I did it, but I didn't feel right doing it anyway.
What's happening, Al? Yeah, Al is laughing.
I was pulling up the scene from Big Lebowski, the car scene where John Goodman beats the Corvette up with a crowbar. Oh. And there are two versions of this scene.
Okay.
And of course, the one I pulled isn't the...
Not the clean version?
Clean version. It is the not. Unclean. The unclean
It is the
version.
Unclean. Yes, it's definitely uncleaned. And just listening to the rant, I can't imagine... the clean
well, can you imagine if they just, instead of doing voice matching, they would have just put in little beeps? Then that's all it would be.
Oh.
Right? Just beep, 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 beep. Yep. Just like, sound like somebody flatlined actually in a scene.
It would be a rap song.
Or like My Cousin Vinny, they had to, like if you're going to make that for a clean version, forget about it.
One of the greatest
it.
Movies ever.
The Two Utes.
The Two Utes, yeah.
Let's not forget your biological clock. Yes. And then, blam, you shot his freaking head off. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go watch that movie now.
I know, right? Now, I also, De Niro in, when he was starting to do comedy.
De Niro was doing
analyze
comedy?
Analyze this and analyze that. So good.
Yo. Oh, with Billy Crystal.
Yeah. Yo.
Yo.
You're good, you.
Or
you're good.
You could put two, three bodies in here. As a car salesman. Yeah, yeah that's selling
right,
a vehicle.
Right. You want to talk to the manager? Here's the manager. Yeah.
Yeah, good times. Yeah. Good times.
So I get voice match auditions every once in a while. I don't like them.
You think they're icky?
I do. I find them kind of just a little off-putting. And I don't know why exactly. I don't know if I can put it into words why. It just doesn't feel right. It's like, if you want that actor, just hire that actor.
Well, there's...
Pay the guy.
I don't... Why should I want to recreate somebody else's performance and their voice and pretend to be them when I'd really rather just be me?
Because production
some people
wants
make a
to pay
off
you
of
less.
It. That's your thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't want to get paid less.
Instead of them having to pay double scale or whatever it is, they are like, we can find somebody else that sounds like you, so.
Well, it's all laid out in the contractual agreement.
Yeah, well, and sometimes it's not clear if, they'll send sample material. And it's like, okay, do you want me to sound exactly like that? Or are you replacing this person and you want me to give my interpretation of it or something? Because I had one like that recently where it was like they sent a lot. It was like I don't understand why do you want me to sound like him, but you're sending me like 8 pages of stuff. It was like 5 minutes of stuff to listen to.
Wow.
And a song and like you're replacing
you
his
like
voice
replacing
and all this
word.
Stuff, but like you still want it to sound like his voice. It didn't make sense. I didn't understand.
I know that for some ad agencies, because I've had that request, is to sound for something for their scratch track, to just be internal, but they're trying to show it to their client who may not have that. And I'm not saying, they just do it so that the client can also hear it and that like, hey, we're going to hire, it'll really be Jennifer Coolidge, right? But and someone's going, who's that? Oh, she's
you look
the
like
one
the 4th of July.
Oh, come on. Let's do it. Yeah. So you find somebody who can do that in her voice and then present that to the client. So it doesn't go out to any place, right? It's really just for an internal show, if you will, for a pitch.
Sure.
And sure. I can agree. And I've actually had those. And I remember I had one. I'm like, I don't sound like Jennifer Aniston. I can't sound like, I mean, I should be able to pull that one off, but I can. Jennifer Coolidge, I can do. I can do Cher. There's some others that I can do, but not all of them. And
you probably could.
No, but my agent even wrote back. He's like, well, you tried.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
wow.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Well, I told him, I said,
I'd rather that than they send it in.
Yeah, because then it's like, ooh, what the hell is that? That's not good.
Right.
I knew it wasn't good, but I wanted to say, hey, I'm not feeling this. I haven't had enough time to really study this one, but here's what I had. He's like, well, you tried. Thanks.
Yeah.
And I was happy with that. You know, I was like, no, you're being honest. So I knew that was just for an internal pitch deck.
True.
You know, that being an internal demo, I'm not getting a lot of money for that anyway. So why,
right.
You know, overwork that just to sound
well,
perfect.
Well, I give both of you the 80s movie slow clap because I don't do voices and I applaud anyone who can. I don't know what it is, whether I don't like the sound of my own voice or I just don't think I can get into that. People that do imitations or impressions, I find it amazing.
I grew up watching and listening to Rich Little, so I'm really dating myself by saying that, right? But he was so impressive to me.
Well, say you grew up listening to old Rich Little. That way you're not all the way back.
Sure, sure. But I was so impressed by his ability to kind of go through all those different characters. That
Which it is. It's an art. But I just don't, I don't know if my voice, one voice can't do everything.
Unless you're Mel Blanc.
Yeah. You know, but you have to be able to be on that plane that you can adjust certain things. Frank Caliendo does it good. He can merge from one, and then he says, well, then if you use this guy's voice and you go a little nasally, now you're doing this guy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And he gets the face, too.
Like, yeah.
You just have to be in the right spot.
Well, and Jim Carrey can do that as well. His whole face morphs, and he's somebody different. Yep. You're like, holy, what's happening?
But that makes a lot of sense, though, because your face shape and your mouth movement and shape and everything affects what you sound like. So if you can morph your head into somebody else's head, in theory, you should sound like them.
I just look like a gourd, so I don't sound like anybody.
Although I can't.
No, but you know who you look like?
Oh, here
Tell
we go.
Tell me. Here we go. This ought to be
you look like Jim Cummings a little bit. So you should practice your Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, I should.
Oh. I don't think I know what he looks like.
I met Jim.
Looks a lot like Al.
He is a great guy. And he made my wife cry.
Yeah, he's good at that.
No, I met him at Sovas 3 years ago or so. And I was...
And did he go, wow, I'm looking in a mirror?
No, he didn't. But we spoke. He was in a panel and I asked him a question. And he responded in the Winnie the Pooh, his Winnie the Pooh voice. And it's so pure. It's so... Yeah. And she just broke down. It was amazing.
I cried in the movie theater when Christopher Robin, I got the whole chills just saying that because I just remember how it's so endearing, that voice.
It is.
It's beautiful.
It's childlike. It's just so pure. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could probably, you'd have to cut your hair short, but you could cosplay as Jim.
Blasphemer.
Or you could, trick or treat as Jim Cummings.
Maybe.
Just don't talk.
Yeah, that's it.
Because that's what voice actors like to do, not talk.
Yes.
Yeah, walk around with like a Winnie the Pooh puppet. And
sure.
Voice arts today.
What else do we voice match? I guess for toys.
Toys and animation and ADR.
You didn't think about toys.
Video games.
True.
Yes. Video games.
I mean, really,
as well.
any voiceover, I suppose, because it could be a commercial campaign too. In fact, Al, you were talking earlier about somebody doing the scratch track as the celebrity that was gonna ultimately do the commercial, right?
Yes, they needed something very similar to what Victoria was speaking about. They needed something to present, and I can use his name, Joe Gaudette. He did the scratch track or presentation of the Arnold voice for the State Farm commercial for the Super Bowl to present to Arnold
See.
What it was going to be. And I mean, he does an amazing Arnold.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. That would be weird, but so much fun.
That's what Will and I were saying. Right. Imagine hearing someone else doing your voice and you're going, right. I don't remember doing this.
Right?
Like, Victoria's the A-list star and gets a call from her agent. Okay, we're going to have you go in and record this ad for the Super Bowl. And we've got some scratch track we want you to listen to.
And I know, right?
And it sounds just like you. Like, that would be the weirdest thing ever.
So weird. So weird.
I can't do better than that.
Right?
That's, why don't that's you just really use good. This?
Why don't you just hire that person?
Pay me and use this guy.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
Well, for what it's worth, I was in a workshop, I think, but it was Nancy Cartwright was talking about how often she's the, for those who don't know, she's the voice of Bart Simpson for years and decades now, I think. But
30 years.
How often people approach her trying to be Bart Simpson. And she takes it with so much grace, if you ask me. I don't know if I would be as graceful. I think maybe because she's done it for so long. But folks are always trying to kind of show off. 34 years. Wow. But people want to, like, let her know, I can do, you know, and they'll do a Bart Simpson. And what's really, really impressive with her ability with it, she can play Bart at all different ages. Not just that, you know, is he 10 or 12? He's 12, right? Everyday Bart is like 12-ish.
Yeah, maybe, something like that.
But she can do young Bart and she can do old Bart. And it's, you know, she can do an age range. And I never thought about that when you're talking about character development and things like that. But she's played, you know, younger versions of Bart. And older versions, and you're like, wow, okay.
Well, across whereas, 34 seasons.
Yeah, you don't ever think it's going to last that long, but you kind of have to develop the character over the time.
Well, but, you know, the thing is that the characters don't age. Right. They've had a couple episodes where it was way in the future.
Sure.
So they had to come up with the future old Bart voice, right? Mm-hmm. But for the most part, she's been 10, I think.
I think it's 10.
34 years.
That is
Lisa's
nuts.
8. I believe.
But can you imagine someone constantly coming up going, hey, oh, you're the voice of that? I can do cowabunga. You know, it's like, that's really good.
I love all the clips that you see where people meet her and have no clue that she's Bart. And they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, right? And that's what I mean. She handles it with so much grace and she's fun and she's funny. And like, wow, that's pretty cool. But
what a privilege to play that character for so long.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. But, you know, I don't know if she does all of the toys and stuff, too. Maybe she does, or maybe it's voice matched.
Mm-hmm. Well, she did the Bartman album. So she has a gold album for that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
do
cool.
The Bartman back in 79, 80? No.
It's not that
it'd be in the early
80s. 89, 90. Yeah.
Yeah.
89, 90. Do the Bartman was a full album. And she's got a gold. It's amazing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And they all
it's
do
all locked up here.
Multiple voices on that show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hank Azaria. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And there's so many characters. And it's just like, for the most part, this what, 7 of them that do most of the voices, except for famous guest voices that show up
but
as themselves.
Right.
Of course.
Same thing on SpongeBob. I mean, that's children's animation, but, you know, it's I think it's 5 of them, 4 or 5 of them.
Yep. Family Guy, same thing.
Yep, exactly.
Except all those are Seth.
Yeah, most of them are Seth.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the idea that, you know, I think it would be difficult. Can you imagine how wonderful, but how difficult would it be to come into one of those programs now and you're being asked to voice match for someone who's been on that forever?
Yeah.
That'd be tough. Yeah. What happens, you know, God forbid one of them dies.
Yeah.
You know.
But the show must go on, so they have to voice match.
Who replaces, or they're
exactly.
sick.
Exactly. Now you've got you know, 5
or they're
guys.
Sick.
Who
That's
replaces
right.
whoever. Yeah. And I know some of them do each other's for that case, like if somebody's sick.
But yeah, can you imagine having the one guy that does 7 voices on the show and now someone has to be replaced? So now you've got 5 guys on payroll instead of 1 guy?
Right.
Well, that's why they are supposed to pay you per character. But, you know.
Depends on if it's a
It depends on if
network show or if it's, you know, an indie game.
Okay, but what's that now? Network? You mean a streamer?
Yeah. Well, sure.
All good.
Sure. The networks still exist. Fox still exists. That's where The Simpsons are.
They do. They do. You know, but even that's an
CBS
app now.
CBS is still there. ABC is still there.
Yeah.
Remember when Fox wasn't even a real
network? Yes, I remember, like, is that really going to last?
Yeah. Good times.
Very good times.
You know, and
very
the crazy thing is all of this stuff, well, streaming is a little bit different because they get the streaming fee, but all of this stuff is driven by ads. When you stop and think about, like, the size of productions, especially like HBO and Showtime and stuff, right? Like, mm-hmm. the size of these productions is vast, mm-hmm. right? Like, look at Band of Brothers or The Pacific or something, right?
Right.
Huge, huge budget, basically a movie budget, mm-hmm. but spread across, you know, a miniseries just from ads.
I saw the new Roadhouse. Mildly entertaining.
Mildly.
Mm-hmm. It was entertaining. It wasn't the original, of course.
Yeah, right.
Different, yet same story. You knew who the characters were based on.
Do you suppose they had any voice match in that?
No.
No?
No. There's right. probably body doubles.
Oh, yeah, usually.
Because you got to see Conor McGregor's ass, if you're into that.
You don't think it was his? You think it was somebody else's? Is it Joey Tribbiani?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God.
Comes out of the shower, and I'm his ass. Yeah.
There you go. What are we talking about tonight?
Voice match.
Voice match.
Voice match. Yes. Yeah.
Not
match.
Body double, voice match.
Right, right.
I mean, it's the same thing, just for voice instead of
yes.
the body, right?
Let's call!
I think it's a wonderful job if you can get it, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for me.
We're definitely not here to turn down jobs. No.
No, not necessarily.
No. It's not for me. It's not my thing.
Correct.
I see those auditions come in. I go, I don't wanna.
You gotta love you gotta be a confident person to just jump out there and try that.
I am confident that I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think it depends on the thing. If they're trying to replace a voice that has aged out,
sure. But they're not gonna hire me for that.
No.
If they're trying to replace a teen boy who's aged out of his role.
A known voice.
That's not
a
this voice,
voice that everyone's familiar with.
You might be true. Able to do that voice.
True. Bruh. Seriously. I know.
Yeah. I mean, I could use the slang, but I'm going to sound like an old dude using the slang. Come on, bruh. No cap. You're doing too much.
You went through puberty overnight, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Take several seats.
What's up, fellow kids?
Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
Oh, God. Tell us about the guy on your plane talking about voice match.
Oh, man. That was so bad.
Yes. Come on. Come on.
It was very difficult. He was, you know, he's like from Staten Island, and he's over there like anytime somebody's sneezing, which on a plane, everybody's getting nervous, right? We're on like a 5.5 hour flight from New York. And
yeah, it's 2024. Why are you getting nervous? People sneeze. Get over it.
He sneezes. It's like, my husband's like, we're all going to get sick. Yeah. It's just like, dude, just cover your mouth. But he's like, hey, salute over there. Like, oh my God. Who is this? He was a complete caricature. Just the whole thing. At one point I thought, maybe this guy has a mental illness. Maybe. Or he's just really vocal and that's just who he is. I mean, either or. It was funny. So I'm like,
maybe he was just nervous and that was his way to cope.
He was just so loud about it. Like even somebody would, hey, we're going to get some Coca-Cola around here. You know, all right. Well, you don't serve nothing, no chicken, no beef, nothing. You don't have like, you know, like a charcuterie with the prosciutto. Come on. Mozzarella. Come on.
He turned into Andrew Dice Clay.
He did, totally. It was just
nice. Boom!
Insane. It was absolutely insane. Yeah, if he started doing like nursery rhymes, I would have died.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet.
Hickory Dock. All right. It was just the whole thing was just insane. I was like, wow, this is a character that I would love to play. Because I was like, wow. And then all of a sudden we landed.
As planes do.
as planes do.
Hopefully, yeah.
Suddenly, well, no, it wasn't suddenly. It was like after 5.5 hours of in the air.
We
land, and it did, it was just all by himself. Whoa, what the hell is that smell? The brakes or what? What's happening over here?
You sure that wasn't the pilot's mic?
I know. Can you imagine the hot mic of the pilot? It was just insane.
What's that smell?
What the hell is that smell of here?
What do I got to do to get a Coke up here?
This guy, you know what I'm saying? He was very vocal the entire time.
Nice.
And I love the fact that having lived as long as I did in the New York State area, because I grew up in upstate and living in Manhattan, they've got, you know, you can tell where they're from, the boroughs. And I saw Specs come out for a recent casting where they were looking for somebody. It distinctly said New York accent that they were looking for, but the language that they chose was Bostonian. Yeah. So,
yeah, if you know your stuff and you can pick that out, yeah, it's definitely going to make it hard for you.
Yeah, but I was like, well, I guess I won't be doing that because I wouldn't say that with a New York accent. It's just not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about chowder.
Chowder.
New Yorkers? I mean, yeah, we got the Manhattan version of clam chowder, which is nasty. I think people from New York are disgusted by that version as well. Like tomato,
yeah, we get this for when
clam chowder.
People from Boston come up here.
Yeah, just to piss them off. Yeah, have some of the, gotcha. We got some chowder. No, the Manhattan version is where it's like tomato sauce and corn.
Because I think you'd just like to say sauce and corn.
Sauce and corn.
What? Sauce and corn.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. This is an episode on voice match, if you don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Aw, dang.
I had a whole different take ready for that.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
Too late now.
Gonna go get another beverage, folks. See you later.